Okay, we are recording. Actually, I'm going to sit down first. I'm just going to want to say, Athena likes to stand, I don't know, I should say, pedantic. First one coming through is not Athena. We have greetings for everyone here. We thank you for coming and for honoring us with your presence. We have a lot of ground information to cover tonight. We are indeed going to speak about crystals and healing. We might talk a bit about chakras tonight, but this is going to be more specifically about working with elements of the earth as a living thing and working with them in a partnership sense to help yourself to balance your own energies, to clear energies that no longer serve you, and thus by helping yourself, by balancing yourself, by clearing your own energies, you can therefore more readily help others. One second. Are all of you familiar with chakras, the concept of chakras? And just basically that they're energy centers on the body. But I haven't actually done I'd like to actually do a channeling to see if there's actually something to them in the sense of them actually existing. That's what I thought I was doing last time, but different information came through. On one level, they are a valid way of thinking about our energy and our how we interface with the earth physically. So we will give a quick recap of what we spoke of last time. Last time, we introduced the concept that crystals are living things. They are living beings who exist on another plane of existence, who come through into physical form. You can imagine they're coming through a barrier from spirit into physical existence. Once they're here, they look very solid. They look like a rock to most people, but there's still a living energy in them that has an intelligence, has an awareness, and has, you might even say, a personality. So each stone, individually of its own, has a personality, but each stone also, when it is of a type, such as this quartz crystal, has a group purpose, a group plan, a group focus when they're in this plane of existence. So that, for example, quartz is an excellent generator of energies, but it also has a very high purpose for working with human beings who are in body and souls who are out of body to connect with their existence as a whole, to to be aware of all the lifetimes they've lived, to be aware of all the knowledge that they have on the spirit plane, and to bring that into their conscious awareness in the physical world. This stone, this one, is a much gentler stone in some ways than quartz can. Quartz is very direct and works very to the core, you might say. This stone works more on the surface of your energy field. This is selenite, and it helps to move out things that are on the surface, to clear things, to move them away from your energy field, so that if it isn't of you, if it doesn't belong to you, it just helps to take them out. If there are things that you have taken into you that no longer serve you, that you no longer wish to have, selenite can be helpful for pulling those energies out. So these two stones can work well together, in the sense that quartz can go to a core issue and help bring things out to awareness, and then selenite can help to pull whatever is no longer needed and move it out of your energy field. When we say that the stones are living things, we'll say a little bit more about that. Stones, souls, their group, souls, if you will, those things that are in spirit and come through, all have the desire to help. They have the desire to help this earth. They have the desire to help everything on it, humanity as well as others. Cats, dogs, plants, the earth itself, the very living soil. If the soil has been caused to die for various reasons, then various stones can be used to help move the energies out of that soil that have poisoned it, and to help it therefore be able to come back alive, as long as you don't keep poisoning it. They don't move. They don't move as you see them. They do vibrate. They vibrate at different levels of energetic awareness, and at different levels of literally energy. When you touch a stone, you are moving into its presence, and you are partaking of that stone's energy. Working with stones, therefore, is most effective when you can work directly with someone. For instance, laying stones on their body, on the chakra points, for example. Because they are a physical manifestation, and the body is a physical manifestation. So that is one thing that they do, is they help very much with the very earth-based existence. But because they are a spirit that has manifested in a physical form, just as we are all spirits who have manifested in physical form, they can also work with and speak to the energies that exist. In us and in them. And aside, she wanted me to move it over there. This is not actually Athena talking, but she's present. I'm not sure who. When crystals have a single point, like this is a single point, then it has one kind of purpose, a very focused and very direct purpose. When they have multiple points, like this one, then they can address clusters of issues, just as they are a cluster of points. When you work with crystals, it can be helpful to sit down with the crystal, to hold it next to your third chakra, to tune into it, to let your energy connect with it, And then to listen, to close your eyes if it helps, to listen with your heart, to talk with it, to have a dialogue with it, to ask it first whether its purpose is with you, because not all crystals are for everyone. Each crystal in this house, we as spirits have helped the channel to accumulate. Sometimes with her, well, we had to nudge her sometimes. And there were many gorgeous, beautiful crystals that she looked at that were not for her, and we let her know. The crystals know. The crystals know from their very incarnation in this earth. They know who they are going to be working with, and over a long span of time, they will work with a lot of people. Embedded in the earth, in the living matrix of the earth, they still have a purpose, and they still can be communicated with, and they still can be asked to help with the earth's issues and problems, both the earth as a physical soil and plants and animals, and the earth as a spiritual domain of all the living things that are on the planet and in it. I'm asking because it feels like there's something they need to tell me and I'm not quite getting it. There are three important things to remember when working with crystals. The first is to remember that it is a living creature in the sense that you are a living creature. It is a spirit, it has a soul in the sense that all of you have souls. And therefore, as such, it needs to be communicated with and honored, to be respected, to be treated with respect, to be spoken to ask permission of it. Now, having said that, all of the stones are very willing, very, very willing to help. They want to help. That is their purpose for embodying as stones, as crystals, and all stones, not just crystals, but all different types of stones. The different minerals have different energies and the ability to help. Nonetheless, even though it is their purpose as souls, as beings, as living entities, to be here to help all of us, just as in truth everything is here to work in an interrelated and dynamic way with each other to help this planet to evolve and grow and to move forward in a spiritual fashion. Just as all of us are here, they are here for that reason. Still, it is important to ask the stones permission and ask for their cooperation when you are using them to heal, whether you're healing yourself or healing others. That is, the first one is to honor by respecting and asking permission. The second one is that when you are working with stones, and we will have assumed that you have already asked permission and obtained a stone that is one that works for you. If you're working for yourself, that's one thing, but if you're working with others, again, you need to ask the stone if it is right for a particular person, because not all stones are right for everyone. Even if, for example, even if you have this stone, which is a form of calcite, which is an excellent stone for all of the chakras, no matter what its color. But also the color will indicate the chakra too. This is heart-shaped, you would think the heart, but actually this is a good one for the will chakra. Even so, this might not be the right stone to use on everyone working with their chakras. It is similar to the idea of seeking a counselor. A counselor may be an excellent counselor, but they might not just be the one for you. So you could think of the stones as